Well, it all comes down to tomorrow, Election Day. Are there still voters out there that are undecided, that haven't decided who they're going to cast their ballot for? There may be. A lot of people have already voted, but there are those that are still weighing their decision tomorrow. Joining us right now, somebody who's hoping that you'll vote for Joe Biden, special advisor to the president on the White House staff for President Clinton, worked on the Hillary Clinton campaign 4 years ago and is stumping for Joe Biden this year. It's Guy Smith. Guy, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This is a critical 24 to 36 hours coming up. What's the main message of the Biden campaign down the home stretch here?
The main message is the stark contrast between Donald Trump and Joe Biden and what kind of president we want to lead our country. The choice for Joe Biden is one of calm, determined, professional, and inclusive leadership versus the dumpster fire that we have from the Trump administration. Most visible is the coronavirus epidemic and how it has raged across the country, and yet today it is worse than it has ever been. And back in January, Donald Trump said to Bob Woodward, and it's on tape, "I know this is a deadly virus," and then he lied to the American people and went on national television and said it's all going to be okay and it's all going to go away. Well, it hadn't gone away. And that, Paul, is the choice that people have either have already made, or if they're undecided, that's the choice they have to make either today and tomorrow.
Supporters of the president still continue to echo what he says, though, in that, while the coronavirus is here, the president had it, he's fine. A lot of people have recovered from it. Not everybody dies of it, and it's just something we're going to have to learn to live with.
Well, that's what he says, and he's been running around the country having these super spreader events. We know that thousands of people have gotten sick from those events. That's been demonstrated by the public health authorities. More than 700 of people that have attended those events have actually died. We have the highest death rate in the world for a country from this, and so much of it is avoidable if we had done, and if Trump had actually done three things: endorsed masks, endorsed social distancing, and endorsed washing your hands. Those three simple things that do not impede on anyone's freedom, they're not a forever thing. How it somehow became a defense of your manhood to not wear a mask is just nuts. And you know what? Everybody out there knows somebody. They have a grandmother, they have a kid who is potentially or already at risk. That's the choice that people are making in the voting booth today.
How do we reverse that course then, Guy? I mean, right now you've got half the country, roughly, that support the president and don't want to wear masks and don't think that we should wear masks, and in fact say that they won't vote for Joe Biden because they're concerned of a national mask mandate. What happens if a president, Joe Biden, does issue a national mandate for masks and half the country says, nope, we're not going to wear them?
Well, it's not half the country. See, this is the thing. It's not half the country. More than 65% of people believe in the mask. They believe that that is what it's all about. And in terms of containment, it will not eliminate the epidemic. It will contain it until we get a virus. The president runs around, he just said just the other day, well, we're going to have it by Election Day. Have it immediately. Well, we're not. We are going to have it, and it will be safe. But it's going to be next year. And we need to, and the thing about the mask, it's not about the individual. It's not about how you feel about a mask. It's protecting somebody else. It's also protecting you from somebody else. And it's not half the country. It's a very small minority. Loud, but small.
Very, very loud, that's for sure. Talking to Guy Smith, he's on the Joe Biden campaign team. Guy, I know that a lot of people, look at President Trump and say, okay, well, we don't like some of the things he's done, some of the things he said, but, boy, we really trust him to get the economy back on track. What's Joe Biden's plan to get the economy going?
First of all, to bring jobs back and by his Buy America plan. It is a significant way to bring manufacturing jobs back into the country from China. we won't have these trade wars that Donald Trump needlessly started, which damaged our manufacturing jobs, it damaged agricultural jobs, both right there in Michigan. And the other thing, then, and just before we came on, there was an ad about Joe Biden.
I wondered if you were listening to that, yeah.
Yeah, I was, and it was completely just not true, unless you make more than $400,000 a year. Now, Paul, you know, you may get a tax increase, because you probably make more than that. But most folks listening to this program right now don't make more than $400,000 a year, and Joe Biden has been abundantly clear, if you don't make more than $400,000, your taxes are not going to go up. They will go up on big corporations who got this $2 trillion tax break, and then paid their executives more money and did stock buybacks and laid people off. This is the kind of difference, and that's another choice that the American people can make.
Well, the American people may very well elect Joe Biden president, but the current president has not indicated that he'll accept the results. What happens then?
He doesn't get to decide. The Constitution says that on 1201, on January 20th, the new certified president becomes president. It doesn't matter where Donald Trump is or what he says. If he hadn't been certified by winning the various states, and they will have been certified by then he's out. It doesn't matter whether he wants to be out or not. He's out. It doesn't matter where he is. He'll be out.
Going to be a very interesting couple, 3, 4, 5 days ahead, that's for sure. Guy, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take
care.
Go
and vote.
All right.